Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, welcome to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan. I am your host, and I'm pretty excited to bring this episode to you today because it's a bit of a special one for me, if I'm really honest, because it's based on some feedback that I got from a very, very recent shoot experience. And I thought that it was really worthwhile and valuable for me to share this with you because I think oftentimes I talk a lot about the business aspect of things and I talk about how to, you know, maximize, how do we improve, how to tweak and all of those kind of things. But today I really wanted to come at you and come to you with some feedback that I got from some clients that I think will be really valuable for you to hear and for you to understand. Because I think a lot of the time when we're organizing our shoot days, when we're creating our packages, when we're putting prices on things, we tend to come at things a little bit from, I'm not going to say like a selfish point of view, but it is kind of like person-centric, right? You're sort of at the middle of it and everything that you feel about your business dictates how you do things. And I think oftentimes it's important to understand how much what we do means to the clients and how simply stepping outside of your comfort zone perhaps and creating sort of experiences for people that have them at the center of it, that really are about creating something for them without your kind of stuff over the top of it. I think that's what I'm really trying to get at is like without layering any insecurities that you have or sort of worries or concerns or things that you might need to be, you know, liked by people or approved or any of that kind of stuff. We are all in this same space. We all suffer from this. So I do as well. Don't worry. You're not alone if you're feeling this. And this is not about making you feel bad. If right now you're feeling a little bit insecure or you're feeling overwhelmed by your business or you are feeling like you can't charge what you want to charge or you're not sure what to put in your packages, none of that is what this episode is about. This is really about helping you to see things from the other side of the fence and to hear back from four beautiful clients that I photographed this week and to get their feedback based on an experience that they had. And this is really about you kind of being able to look in from the outside in and see what other people experience inside of your business or could experience inside of your business, probably is where more I'm getting at. So without further introductions, let me get on with today's episode. So let me give you some context to this is I have just literally arrived back from Sydney, very pumped and very inspired. So for those of you who haven't perhaps listened before, I live in a different state to Sydney in Australia. And so I am kind of regularly enough traveling interstate to do photo shoots and coming to the US soon. And so what I like to do is organize shoot days, which I call the social sessions experiences. So these are where I bring multiple people together on one shoot day and we photograph them concurrently alongside of each other for the entire shoot. So for this particular one, there was four people. That's usually what I do because that's what I can manage. We had four clients, beautiful clients, all from different walks of life. But somehow with my marketing and the way that I bring these things together, the energy of the day and the people that we bring along to the day, it always just works. Okay. I was actually talking to one of the clients about this on the shoot day is I've learned to sort of weed out people or not offer this experience necessarily to people who I don't think will play well with others. But I'm so lucky in the business that I've created and the marketing that I do that I've been able to attract just gorgeous clients. They always just get on really well, and the energy and the synergy of the shoot day always just tends to work really well. I know that's definitely got to do with me at the top. It's got to do with the team that I bring together, but I also think it's got a lot to do with the fact that I do know who my ideal client is. And so when we have these social sessions days, I'm literally playing with all of my ideal clients on a day. So it is an absolutely beautiful experience. We organize a lot of the things for the clients so that they don't have to do a lot of the planning or anything like that. And that's part of the benefit of the experience. And so I'm going to give you the feedback, the real-time feedback from the clients, so that that way you can understand what this day meant to each of those. So the first client that I want to talk about is a client who actually had a session with me before. So she was a repeat client. She was coming back from having a photo shoot 4 years ago, and she has beauty products. So it's a lot of what we do with her is about helping her to showcase her beauty products, but also she is kind of like the face of her brand. Okay, so it's more about telling her lifestyle and including the beauty products, not about shooting the products themselves. She actually has somebody else that does that for her. I am not a product photographer, and I'm very clear about that. So that's not something that we entertain at all. But she knows that about me, and she loves coming to have a photo shoot with me because she knows that I take care of her. Okay, so she's had a baby. She is returning, not returning to the workforce. She's been back in the workforce, but she's really looking to really open her brand up now as a new mum, rather than being her pre-mum, you know, single self, which she was in all the other photos. So she felt like she needed to update the identity behind the brand. So the whole shoot day, I have to say, was just beautiful with her. But it was amazing because she kept telling me just on the sideline, she was like, oh my gosh, this is like so much better than my shoot was. And her feedback to me was really about how good it was to have other people along for the photo shoot day. Now, let me tell you about this, because on these shoot days, it's not just about the individuals. It's really about these women getting to network. And as I said, I'm filling the room, I'm filling the house, I'm filling the shoot day with my ideal clients. But that also means in turn that they are probably going to be each other's clients too, right? And the wonderful thing about this was that every single person had contact with her products. She's a great little, you know, marketer herself. She brought along little samples of her products. So she was handing them out to the women on the day and giving everybody, made sure everybody went home with samples. But everybody always connects. They share Instagram pages. They all start to follow each other. They're going to support each other and love on each other. They are talking about each other's companies. They're really getting invested in each other's brands, and they're really pumping each other up. And that not only reinforces the strength of the connections on the day, but it also reinforces the person's confidence in themselves. Because to be able to have other people there that are sort of like egging you on, that are supporting you to do, to try different things, they're holding your stuff. Do you know, like the other people are actually part of your support team when you're on these shoot days. It's an amazing experience for that alone, to be able to see them just like pushing each other. I've had shoots like this where, you know, one person has gotten into their cozies, so their swimming togs if you're overseas, into their swimmers to jump in the water in a pool in one of the houses that we're in. And then a bunch of the other ladies get brave enough to give it a go. It's a really amazing connection. And it's something that doesn't necessarily happen when you're shooting people on their own. A lot of the time when you're shooting them on their own, they can feel a little bit insecure. The whole day is about them. Everything is centered on them. They can feel a lot of responsibility and a lot of weight on their shoulders. But when it's across multiple people like this, there's sort of like a buoyancy that happens where everybody kind of gets lifted up, because together they are stronger than they would be if they were on their own. And it's an amazing and beautiful thing to have happen. Now, another great thing that she, this first client, was really enjoying was that there was other people in the session to be in her photos. And that's a fantastic part of this day experience as well, is that you actually get other people to be their clients in their photos. So she had people, you know, trying the products, looking at things, you know, being her, sitting opposite her, being the blurry head in the corner of the photo, as I say all the time to people. But that's part of the agreement of this day, but she didn't have that on her solo session. And it's part of the the shoot that I could see she really engaged in and she really locked into. She just loved the fact that she could have other people be in her photos, which was something different that she couldn't have before. Now, another great part of this was that the clients all get to share things. And so this particular client, she didn't really have what we would call like a great labeled laptop. And one of the other clients was so generous and she lent her laptop and it actually became the working laptop for the entire shoot. It was quite funny. But that's the thing. Like, as I said, these clients are all like each other's ideal clients as well as my own. So oftentimes one person will bring a book and that book will be shared around and everybody will get a photo with that particular book because they've all read it. They just didn't bring it. Sometimes I've had shoots where people have showed clothes. Someone's gone, oh, put this jacket on. It looks great on you. Or let's try this hat. This looks amazing. And so you've got that collective group that again are all supporting and lifting each other up and are very happy to share because you get a bunch of women together and they're happy to share. They're sharing ideas, they're sharing thoughts, they're sharing stories, but they're also happy to share props and clothes, believe it or not. So that is just another wonderful thing that comes out of these days. So that was kind of like the feedback that I got from my first client. Let's move on to client number two because she was coming from a different place completely. This client was used to be an executive and assistant in her previous life, and now she actually helps executive assistants to transcend and go quicker in their career paths. And so she's kind of like a coach, a business coach, and a leader in that field. Now, her feedback, and this came, I have to say, as a result when we were actually driving back. So we were driving back from a big part of the photo shoot, and we have them all together. So everybody's in the one van together. And I like to do this because I like to keep the group dynamic solid, and I like everybody to be able to share and tell more stories. I think if I had people going in multiple cars, then it would fracture the energy and the cohesion of the group. So I like to keep everybody together. And in the back of the van, I could hear this conversation going on. And then all of a sudden, client number two turned around to me and she was like, oh my gosh, this day is just so well organized. She was like, I used to organize massive events, hundreds of people. And she said, and I can see how much planning has gone into this. Everything has been well thought out. And thank you, Paula. I can see the amount of planning that you've put into this. And I have to say, to be honest with you, I was a bit floored because I forget about this sort of stuff because, to be honest with you, it doesn't feel like a lot of work to me because I've already got all of the systems in place that kind of take care of a lot of the lead work on these sorts of days for me. I have all of the automation set up. I have like really tight processes for people to walk through from the from the organization point of view, helping them to get organized. Yes, of course, they do have to find the locations, but no more so, to be honest with you, than I would have to do if I was shooting one person. You know, what I'm doing here when I'm location scouting, I'm actually doing it for four people at once. I think if I'm really honest, when we got down to Sydney, I think it was probably about 2.5 hours of driving around in the car just and getting out on foot and finding places to go to. But it wasn't a massive effort, if I'm really honest. It was something that, I'm quite comfortable with doing. I've been doing this for years, scouting locations to go to for weddings, scouting locations for portraits, that it's something that I've become quite quick at. And I know how to read the light when I get to locations and things like that. And I understand where things are going to be at specific times. So to me, that wasn't a huge part, but I can understand from the client's perspective, how us literally driving them to locations where we had already mapped out exactly the kind of shots that I was going to do for every single person in each spot, literally so that, no two people had the same set of photos, but I knew exactly where I would turn. That was a massive organizational thing that none of those clients had to think about. And so I can understand from their perspective how well planned out and how well thought out the day looked. But for me, it doesn't feel like it's such a big issue because, as I said, I've been doing this for years. Now, this same client, she didn't want to go to the beach, which is what we'd mapped out for everybody else. It just really didn't suit her brand. So we spent a little bit more time capturing her at the house. She definitely got a lot more of time when we're out and about on location, going to cafes and walls and things like that. But she didn't want to go to the beach, so that was totally fine. I dropped her back. She was able to go early. Now, that doesn't really often happen on these sorts of shoots. Normally, the group stays together, but that was what she needed and it worked for her. So I made it work for us. And to be honest with you, I'm not really, that sort of, what's the word, bent up or kind of so tight on these days that I don't allow for people to do what they need to do. So I like to be flexible. I'm very happy to be flexible to a certain extent so that I can make everybody's experience work for them. And I guess that brings me pretty nicely to client number three, because she was kind of after something a little bit different. She wanted a bit more video. And if you know me and if you've been following me, you'll know that I've got beautiful Jordan that comes along and does video on most of my photo shoots with me. And so on this shoot day, I was actually able to just allow Jordan and this client to spend some time together privately and on their own. So we all know if you're going to be recording video straight to camera, you need to have quiet. And it definitely doesn't work when you've got, like, you know, a couple of makeup artists and you've got people running around and all of that kind of stuff. It doesn't work on these sorts of days. But this client, as we started going through the discovery process, she was like, I really love the idea of doing lots of talking to video. And I was like, great. Do you know what we can do? We're going to go to the cafes. We're going to do all of that. And we'll come back and pick you up and take you to the next part of the shoot day. So I was able to take the rest of the clients to do that other part of the shoot day where we went to the cafes, where we went to the walls and all of that kind of, all of those sort of street scene shots. And I was able to leave Jordan and this client together, and they were able to do the private, a one-on-one quiet time video that she needed. And when we got back to pick her up, she was so satisfied because she'd had that space, she'd had that time, and she got her needs met. And as I said, happy to be flexible to the client's needs if I can make it work, because I just want to make sure that all of my clients leave feeling like their needs were met. And that's the most important thing on any shoot day, of course. And there was definitely room for us to allow that to happen within this shoot day. Now, as I said, it doesn't always work on these shoots to split the group like this, but it definitely worked. And as I was talking to client number four that I'm going to just be introducing in a minute, I was actually saying to her that, you know what, I think one of the easiest things about this is that because my systems are so tight, it means that I can be quite flexible within this. So because I have things so well organized, it allows me to be, you know, spontaneous and things on these shoot days. It allows my creativity to unpack and open because I know that I've got all of the things that I need in place to make sure each of the client's needs are met. So I never really get too kind of crazy stressed out on these sorts of shoot days. And I know that it might sound a little bit overwhelming to be managing four people in one day, but you have to remember that I've come from the weddings days and I had a studio where I was used to organizing, you know, up to four or five women in a portrait at one time. And I always wanted to make sure that each and every client had their own experience, even on those portrait shoot days. I never wanted, you know, four women that came together, maybe four girlfriends that came together to have shoots that all looked exactly the same, like carbon copies. So I'm used to trying to make sure that each individual has their own experience within a shoot day. It is quite sophisticated doing this kind of thing, I must say. If you haven't had experience shooting, you know, one or two people in a portrait, or if you haven't had experience in shooting weddings, I wouldn't necessarily say to try and bite this off straight away. I would kind of work my way up to it. If you have had those sorts of experiences in your business, then this is definitely in your wheelhouse to be able to manage a shoot day just like this one. Now, let me talk to you about client number four, because this one was very special to me. She's actually a photographer, so you know who I'm talking about if you're listening to this right now. She is actually one of my students inside of my program. So I have got like a bit of a soft spot for this client, I must admit. But she sent an email to us the next day after the photo shoot, which just totally lit me up and is exactly why I do these shoot days. And I'm going to read this feedback to you so that you can get a sense of exactly what she said, because it's her words, not mine. And it's really is very powerful. This message was very powerful. I felt totally pampered, seen, and held all day, which doesn't often happen. I also loved being surrounded by the other gorgeous clients. The energy was amazing. Now, when I got this email, of course, there was other stuff in it, as I said, but that's private to me. But that really summed up exactly why I do these social sessions days. It's exactly why. Because I think as women, especially women in business, we often just put everybody else's needs before ours, and we don't often get to just be the center of attention for the day. It's just not something that really happens. And I often say this, you've heard me say this on the podcast before, if you've listened to me before, but oftentimes these personal brand shoot days are kind of like a wedding for a woman, do you know? And I know that it's not necessarily a wedding. And I don't want to say that in terms of like, you know, the whole tra-la-la and everything like that. But it's more about that the day is about her and the attention and the energy is shifted in her direction. And this is really about focusing on who she is as a person and putting her at the center so that she can do the same for inside of her business, inside of her marketing. And it comes with the same sort of insecurities. You know, most of the women that arrived on the shoot day the other day, actually all of them, every single one of them arrived like a headless chicken, right? So they walk into the door, they're all feeling flustered, they're feeling overwhelmed, they're feeling sort of a little bit kind of excited and exhilarated, but they're supremely nervous because this is so far out of their comfort zone to put themselves first. Yes, they are all amazing businesswomen. Yes, they are all at the center of their businesses. And yet, they're just not used to putting themselves first. And they're probably not used to putting themselves out in the spotlight and making themselves feel vulnerable like this. Every single one of them apologized in some sense of the way about their clothes. And I always, you know, I talk about this a lot, but you know, they don't feel like they've got enough. They haven't brought enough, or maybe they've brought too much. There's all that kind of, you know, sort of head talk that's going on when they arrive in the room. And the thing is that we have a team around there to support them. Okay. So I have my makeup artists on these days. I have two makeup artists that start and one only stays till the end. I have myself, I have Jordan on video. And on this particular shoot day, I did bring along Allison as a second shooter. So it was just a really interesting sort of space that she walks into, because she walks into a team who've been there, who've done this before, and are all there to support her and to support the group. So as I said earlier in this episode, the onus is not all on the client because they've got the team around them to support them. But the great thing is that the onus is not all on you, the photographer either, okay? Because you've got that team around you and it frees you up to be creative, okay? Because it means that I don't have, contrary to what you might be thinking right now when I talk about this, there's not four people sitting there waiting for me, okay? They're not waiting for me and for my direction. They've got other people that they can go to, whether it be my team members or even the other people on the shoot day. So I kind of flit in and out if I'm really honest. I'm kind of like calling people in to get photos. I'm sort of maybe connecting with the makeup artists to give them a little bit of instructions here and there. But to be honest with you, I'm sort of like hovering above the day a little bit and just pulling people up into my sort of orbit and then letting them go back down into that kind of group dynamic. Yeah, it's pretty special. And as my client number four said, the energy is amazing. And I know that a lot of that's got to do with the fact that I have brought together a beautiful team. But like, to be honest with you, the makeup experience itself is very important, but the energy thing is even more important to me necessarily than the skills of the makeup artist. The energy that those girls bring to the shoot, the energy that Jordan, my videographer, brings to the shoot, my energy is really what's the most important thing. And me not being flustered, me not being overwhelmed, me not feeling responsible for everything that's happening on that shoot day allows me to be the overarching energy field, if that makes sense. And I know that sounds a bit weird and a bit woo-woo, but it is honestly the truth of it. I don't get flustered because I know that I've got everything taken care of. And of course, it's just like a wedding. Things can go wrong. Weather can be crappy. You know, people can arrive late. People can arrive with not the greatest of wardrobes or not the props that you ask them to bring. All things like that can happen. But if I don't let that get me flustered, it is not going to bother anybody else either. And that is part of the experience as well, is just allowing whatever arrives on the day to be the things that you've got there. They're the elements that you've got to work with. There's no point wishing that you've got something different because this is what God has given you on this particular day. That's what I've got to create with. And now it's up to me as the creative to make it work. Okay. Now I am going to be going into the makeup experience a lot more in a future episode. I have finally managed to talk my beautiful makeup artist, Melina, into coming onto an episode with me. It took me the whole plane ride to Sydney. So I wore her down, but she is going to be coming on and she's going to be sharing a lot with you about how to energetically attract the right makeup artists and what kind of you need to be sort of telling them and filling them in, because it's not really about the skills, as I said. It's really about what the energy that they bring to it, as well as obviously the speed at which they work and how they get paid and things like that. But we'll be going into that in a future episode, so I will jump into that. But what I really wanted to talk about today is the fact that that we hold on to the makeup artist for the whole day means that the ladies feel pampered. Listen to the words that my client number four said. I felt totally pampered, seen, and held all day. And I believe a big part of that is because I do have the makeup artist there all day, so that the ladies can go and they can just get a little bit of a touch up. And we all know what it feels like. If you're a lady that loves to get, tactile and loves to get pampered, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about now. If you're a gent that loves to be pampered, you'll get it too. We all just like that tactile thing. And sometimes it's just somebody just, you know, grabbing onto your hair and sort of like fixing it for you when you're on the other side of the lens, that they know that you're taking care of them. And I know that that sounds so trivial to somebody who's maybe not into this, but for your clients, that just means so much. It means that you are seeing every part, that you are taking care of them. And so by me having that makeup artist that there throughout the day to be able to take that on board, that really, really helps my clients to just feel held and seen. And that is probably one of the biggest things that I believe we do well as a team, but also that I know I do as a creative, is that I make sure that extra element is there, that extra element of care for all of my clients. So I hope that this little bit of feedback has helped you to, you know, get a little bit inspired, because this is really a interesting way for you to offer personal branding. It's not something that many people are doing. I know that a few of my students have come to me because they've wanted to learn about this. And I'm going to be really honest with you, I've only just managed to unpack this into a course over the last couple of months. So those of you who are inside of my membership, you know that we've been delivering this out live over the last sort of 2 months. And we have now packaged it into a course. Yay, finally. But it was a big one for me to unpack, I'm going to be honest, because a lot of what I do on these shoots, I believed happened quite intuitively. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, shooting people alongside of each other, that's come from my wedding experience and my portrait experience. And I was not sure that I could necessarily unpack it. But as I started to do it, I actually started to realize, no, I have a very systematic approach to the way that I do these things. And you have to, because you can't just go in as a disorganized mess and hope that it works out. No, you can't. You do need to have shoot plans in place. You do need to have automation so that you're not having to do the same boring admin tasks over and over. And you definitely do need to know how to map and plan out a day like this so that everybody gets the same amount of attention and time, and so that everybody walks away with not just their needs met, but with their needs exceeded, with their expectations by far exceeded. And I know that that's what happened to all four clients this week when I was doing this shoot day. I know that each and every single one of them came out with an experience that by far exceeded any expectations that they had of this particular day. And so I guess, my friend, if you are keen to learn, you can jump on board my new course, The Social Sessions, and you can actually take the exact system that I've now managed to download out of my brain, and all the shoot plans and all the shoot lists and all of the ways that you can educate your clients about how to effectively bring the right clothes, the right props to marry up to their story. There is a huge component of this, which is the sales mechanism for these shoots, because you've really got to learn the language to be able to sell a shoot like this. And so I've actually broken that down. An entire module is dedicated just to the sales conversation to be able to walk you through exactly step by step how to do this. Now, if you're keen to jump on board of this, we're actually right now just going to be doing a waitlist, and it is going to be released released in about 10 days from this episode. So if you're keen to jump on board this, make sure you jump onto that waitlist. I'm going to be popping a link for that into the show notes. And if you're listening to this approximately 10 days after this, you will be able to go and purchase this course straight away. So it'll be great for you. You can just get implementing straight away. As I said, it's packed with everything. So this episode wasn't meant to be a sales session for that course, mind you, but I just know that as soon as I release an episode like this, I'm going to get like hundreds of DMs that are going to be like, where can I learn how to do this? So I want to make sure you're well informed if you are keen to adopt something like this in your business, because I don't want to talk necessarily about money, but I am going to say that a day like this can yield minimum 3 to 4 times as much as you would return in a normal shoot day that you're probably doing now. You know, already we're at around 3.5 times in terms of total revenue. Of course, the expenses of flying to Sydney is going to kind of absorb a lot of that. But I do know that my upsell model is pretty strong and you can learn that too. But I will be able to make that back in terms of upsells afterwards. So if you're keen to learn about this, if you love a challenge, maybe you're looking to optimize your energy and your time because, you know, you do hit a certain phase in your career where you're just like, I just want to work smarter, not harder. And this is definitely a way to do this. Now, don't get me wrong. You do work hard. When you finish a day like this, you know that you've worked. But I'm going to say energetically, it was funny because the ladies during the photo shoot were actually commenting when we were having lunch about, you know, they were like, oh my God, you must be exhausted. And I don't often get to say this when I'm outside of shoots. I do when I'm in my courses and I'm teaching live. But when I am on shoot days like this, I am completely in flow. And you know when you're in flow, you are not thinking about anything else, right? You are totally in the zone and your legs, even though they might be tired, they can carry you for another couple of kilometers because you just want to do what you are doing. You don't want that moment to stop. And that's entirely how I feel from the start to a finish of one of these days, right? So I do come home and I collapse in a heap and I have, you know, need a bath to wash away all of the dirt and the sand and all of that kind of thing. But I come home with my heart and my cup completely full. So if you love the idea of being able to create an experience like this where your needs are met and where your clients' needs are exceeded and your cup is full, then I invite you, my friend, to come and join the Social Sessions course because, yeah, it's definitely going to blow your mind in terms of what's most likely available to you in your business right now. All right, my friend, I'm very excited to connect with you and I look forward to catching up with you in the next episode. I'll see you then. We can take my Lambo. I'll put on a tight show.